Greetings from New York City, where Sports Business Journal kicks off its Media Innovators Conference today. The two-day event brings together the individuals and companies reshaping the media industry, and attendees will hear from the likes of Jimmy Pitaro, Mark Lazarus, Louis Silberwasser, and Ray Warren. Plus, we're doing a live taping of the Marchand and Oran Sports Media Podcast. If you're not here, make sure to check out the highlights on sportsbusinessjournal.com. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 30th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Disney has officially acquired 100% of BAMTech, the streaming video tech company that it acquired majority ownership of in 2017 from MLB. According to a footnote in the company's annual report, which it filed Tuesday, Disney paid MLB $900 million for its 15% stake in the company, now known as Disney Streaming, earlier in November. Disney and MLB had the right to force a buyout of the stake based on its fair market value beginning earlier this year. Disney had bought the NHL's 10% stake in BAMTech for $350 million last year. BAMTech powers Disney Plus, Hulu, and Disney's other offerings and has become a critical part of the company's streaming infrastructure. Voters will decide the fate of the Arizona Coyotes' $2.1 billion development deal during a May 16th special election. The Tempe City Council on Tuesday unanimously called for the election after accepting the team's development plan and listening to dozens of public speakers, the vast majority of whom were in favor of the deal and the council's decision to send it to the ballot. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman was among those in attendance, along with Coyotes owner Alex Morello and team CEO Xavier Gutierrez. The final iteration of the Coyotes proposal will involve building nearly 2,000 apartments, an NHL arena, and an entertainment district on 46 acres of Tempe-owned land that has been used as a landfill and currently houses a municipal operations yard. The Race Team Alliance is deepening its relationship with Wasserman to have the sports marketing agency look into the possibility of holding exhibition races, potentially stunning development that suggests that NASCAR's biggest teams could organize their own events in the off-season. Wasserman Managing Director of U.S. Will Pleasance confirmed to SBJ on Tuesday that the agency has been hired to explore exhibition race opportunities both domestically and internationally. The RTA is a coalition of NASCAR teams who come together to meet and address issues and opportunities in the sport. Every team that owns one of the sport's 36 charters are now RTA members. Wasserman was already working with the RTA to help the coalition understand its media value heading into NASCAR's upcoming rights cycle, for which formal negotiations will start in early 2023. The exhibition exploration is a new incremental addition to the deal with Wasserman. Teams are interested in this because they're struggling to turn a profit and are looking to find any possible new revenue stream, sources said. The events would likely occur in the off-season and apparently would not involve NASCAR. NASCAR's teams have certain rules that they have to abide by as part of the charter agreement with the sanctioning body, and those include not starting competing racing series. That agreement runs through 2024. However, it does appear that teams feel they have the legal standing to do some form of exhibition races as long as they compete in non-NASCAR race cars and non-branded apparel. If the RTA found an interested suitor, the exhibition races could start as early as the 2023 offseason, one of the sources told R. Adam Stern. College football playoff leaders issued an ultimatum to the Rose Bowl this week, giving a self-imposed deadline of today to determine whether the CFP can expand in time for the start of the 2024 regular season. If the Rose Bowl cannot agree to the terms, it is possible it could be excluded from the New Year's Six Bowl rotation in the next contract. That's according to ESPN. There's mounting pressure to make the decision this week with the self-imposed deadline of Wednesday issued because the host cities are running out of time and have bent over backward to accommodate the CFP to this point, and they will try to work out the details. While the Rose Bowl's position in an expanded CFP isn't the only obstacle that slowed the process, it is the last and most complicated. The discussion centered around the Rose Bowl wanting to maintain its exclusive broadcast window on January 1st at 2 p.m. Pacific in years that it would also host a CFP semifinal. 1 month after NBC Sports Chicago came out with plans to have four betting-themed alternate telecasts around Bulls games this season, NBC Sports Philadelphia is announcing a similar initiative with the 76ers. The RSN will partner with PointsBet on the telecasts, which start with this Friday's game against the Grizzlies. Games will be carried on NBC Sports Philadelphia Plus, which is essentially the RSN's overflow channel. The telecast will feature live odds from PointsBet. This Friday, Michael Barkan will host with Jim Lynham and Jay Croucher as analysts. Other Sixers games that will have the betcast will be the Pistons on December 21st, the Magic on January 30th, and the Pacers on March 6th. We'll close on a programming note, as there's just 1 week left to register for the Sports Business Journal Intercollegiate Athletics Forum presented by Learfield. The forum will be held December 7th and 8th at the Bellagio Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. The event will include 13 conference commissioners on the current and future state of their leagues and 4 student athletes who will discuss the challenges and opportunities of being an elite athlete in college athletics. Join us and learn more at intercollegiateathleticsforum.com. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.